Holy Spirit, I thank you for your presence in this place here this morning. And I ask you to use me, that every word that proceeds out of my mouth comes from you, in the name of our Lord Jesus, that the people here may be touched by the message that you have for them this morning. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, we are going to be talking about abundant provision. We have already heard today that God has blessed our brother Gabriel here with a new car, which is absolutely fantastic. That is all part of God's provision. And we are going to look at, very quickly, a verse in Mark 8, verse 17 to 21. And the Word of God says, in verse 17, but Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive nor understand? Is your heart still hardened? Verse 18 says, having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the five loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up? They said to him, 12. Yeah. Also, when I broke the seven for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of fragments did you take up? And they said, 7. So he said to them, how is it that you do not understand? I mean, look at that. That is what we are talking about. We are not talking about provision. We are talking about abundant provision. That is what it's all about. It's not about just blessing somebody. It's about blessing somebody abundantly. So, you know, one of the first things is when you start reading the Bible and he goes and the Lord talks to Abraham and he says, he's just given him a son. And his son is there a few years already in age, and he's grown up. And God suddenly says to him, I want you to go up to the mountain which I'm going to show you, and I want you to sacrifice your son to me. What an instruction. So Abraham takes his son, he takes a donkey, he takes wood, puts it on the donkey, and off he goes with a few servants to go and sacrifice his son on the mountain. And on the way, of course, I am sure that Abraham was thinking, I may not worry, God is in control. God is in control of all things. And on the way, he's coming to the south, to the bottom of the mountain, and he says, you stay here, to his servants. We are going up to the mountain, my son and I, to worship the Lord. And he says, and we will come back. He did not say, and I will come back. He said, and we will come back. So he already knew at that point that God was going to do something. He had no idea what he was going to do, but he was going to do something because he trusted God, because he knew that God was in control.
Amen.
And what happened? He was there taking his knife, nicely sharpened, okay? And he laid down his son on the altar. And his son said to him, Dad, where is the lamb? We have the wood. We have the altar. Where is the lamb? Do you know what Abraham answered? He actually said, if you translate literally, Elohim, see to it. In other words, Elohim is going to see to it that the lamb is going to be there. And translated, it actually says, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. That is what he said. And as he came and he was going to kill his son, the Lord said, whoa, 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 whoa. Stop. Just turn around. And he looked, and there was a ram in the bushes. God provided. But look at the faith of this man. You've got to understand, it's not just a matter of saying, oh, God will provide. No, 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 no. It was deep. It was a very, very strong thing that had to happen. I mean, come on. It's the most precious thing that this man had. And he said, God said, give it to me. And at the very last moment, he comes along. Hold it. And then God says, he calls him a second time, he says, Abraham, because you have done this for me, because you have done this for me, I am going to bless you, and your descendants are going to be blessed, and they will be as numerous as all the stars in the sky and as all the sands on the seashore. Because you have done this. I mean, just imagine that. Isn't that abundance? It's not just the lamb. He said, all your descendants I will bless because you have done this. That is abundance. And that is what we're talking about. What is true then is true today. And then we look a little bit further down in the Bible, and there we see Moses, who is being born. His mother, and you've got to look at the circumstances here, things that have happened in those days. Pharaoh had decided, and this wasn't the Pharaoh that Joseph knew, it was another Pharaoh, a new Pharaoh that didn't know anything about Joseph, who didn't know about the people of Israel and what Joseph had done for Egypt. He knew that something was going to happen, and he decided to kill all the males of Israel. He gave instructions to the women, the midwives, to kill every single male child. Of course, the midwives didn't do that. They refused to do that because they wanted to obey God, which they did. And strangely enough, the Pharaoh honored that. But then, Moses was born. And his mother was afraid that he would be killed. So what did she do? She wrapped him up, put him in a basket, and put him on the river. And do you know what? The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe in that river. Now, do you think that was done just like that? No. God had done that on purpose, that this woman would come along, bathe in the river at the moment that this basket came along, with little Moses in there. So God had already arranged that provision there. Then what happened? Moses, of course, cries, and somebody sees him. And the daughter of Pharaoh says, oh, that's a child in there. Come, give me that child. And the child is there and he's crying and obviously is hungry, right? So what happens then is that Miriam, who is Moses' sister, was there watching this to see if everything was going to go right, because there's a lot of crocs there in the Nile, right? So she didn't want him to be eaten up by the crocs, so she was there watching. And then she sees that the daughter of Pharaoh takes Moses and runs up to her and says, do you want me to provide a nurse for you to look after the child? And she says, yes, go and do that. And what does she do? She goes and gets his mother. Yeah. It wasn't just any nurse. It was his own mother that was going to nurse him. And, I mean, look at what God's doing here. Look at what's God doing here. Not only is his own mother going to look after him, but God makes sure that she gets paid for it. Because she gets her wages, says the Bible. And there's even more. There's even more. Because not only is his mother looking after her, not only does she get paid, but it's the enemy who brings him up. Can you imagine what a trick God is playing on the enemy? The one who's trying to kill him is the one who's actually going to raise him and give him the studies. I mean, can you imagine that? That is God's provision, my friend. That is God's provision. We don't need anybody else. We have the God who looks after us. Amen. Amen. Oh, this is good stuff. I love this. Oh, dear. And then, a few years later, of course, what happens? They decide, God moves, this is the whole story of the plagues of Egypt and all that sort of stuff. And then they go into the desert and the sea opens. And then they start complaining. We're hungry. We're hungry. We got nothing to eat. Why didn't we go back to Egypt? And at least there our pot was full. We had water to drink. Here we got nothing. And what does God say? What does God say? He says, I will rain down bread from heaven. Jesus. They don't have to go to the bakers. They don't have to go and get flour to make the bread. He said, I'm going to rain down. He didn't say, I'm going to give you. He says, I'm going to rain down bread from heaven. Heavenly bread. And they said, what's this? What is this? What is it? It is manna. That's what that means. What is it? Manna. And he, every day in the morning, there it was, ready for them to be picked up.
Yes.
Bread from heaven. Can you imagine that we're going to be eating manna? Bread from heaven. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Word of God says. It is bread from heaven. It's just not anything. It is God's provision for the people of Israel.
Amen.
And as long as they were in the desert, they received bread from heaven.
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible declares very clearly, they could take as much as they needed for their families. So there was always provision. There was always God's provision. They didn't need anything. And strangely enough, if you read the book of Exodus, in these circumstances, you'll see the soles of their shoes didn't wear out, neither did their clothes. Now that's not something that you can see happening, if you know what I mean. It's not something falling out of heaven like the manna. It's not the lamb that is there in the thicket. No, it just doesn't wear out. Sometimes I think God's doing the same time with me, because I got shoes at home that are 30 years old and they're still not worn out. I can't get rid of them, if you know what I'm saying. They're still there and they're still... I mean, it's incredible. You know, very honestly, I've got a belt at home. Tina knows that. I got a belt at home that I bought in 1976. And it's still good. There's nothing wrong with it. That is God's provision. I don't need to buy another belt. I can still use that one. Apart from the fact that I can't put it around my waist anymore. But that is a different issue. That is a different issue. But the belt is still there. God's provision in all things, my friends. In all things, God is there to do for us. And what about when, you know, Elijah said, you know, it's going to stop raining. It's not going to rain anymore until I say so. You know, and God says, you just run away now quickly, because they're going to come after you, right? And then God says, go and drink at the brook there on the east side, you know, far in the mountains. You just drink the water there, and I will send ravens, which are birds, to feed you. I will send ravens to feed you. Can you imagine? You're there in the woods, and then you've got these birds coming along with meat and bread. God's provision.
Amen.
God's provision. I always remember this pastor that we met one day, and he actually made a book of it, and he was in trouble. He didn't have any food. He didn't have any food for his family. And he was going up, you know, in England, these roads where you got bushes on both sides like that, you know, you can't see the countryside, but you can see the bushes,
yeah.
Right? And they were walking up there praying. And in those bushes, he actually found 2 pork chops. He found 2 pork chops wrapped up from the supermarket, you know? God had provided for this man and his family. And the book is actually called 2 Pork Chops. And he writes about it. It's quite incredible. You see, so it's not only in the ancient times that this happens, but this happens today. You know, today, I mean, come on. I know exactly what Gabriel is talking about here when he saw that he bought that car for £1,700. I know that is true, because the green Renault Laguna that is outside, my car was bought in 2003. It was a 97 one for £1,300 on the internet. So I know what God is doing. And this is absolutely fantastic, because if we believe like Moses did, like Abraham did, anything is possible. Absolutely everything is possible. We must believe that God provides for all our needs. And if you do that, nothing will lack in your lives.
Amen.
Absolutely nothing.
Amen.
And then, of course, because it says very clearly in these verses about the ravens, that I will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. And in verse 6 of 17:1 Kings, it says, the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook.
Amen.
So twice a day they brought him food. So why should we be worried? Why should we be worried? Yes, we have bills to pay. Yes, we need to clothe our children and clothe ourselves. Yes, we need food. But stop worrying.
Amen.
Just trust in God.
Amen.
Just trust in His divine provision.
Amen.
And if you're a bit worried, just say, Lord, please forgive me. Because if I'm worried, that means I haven't got any faith. So just make sure, Lord, that my provision is there.
Yeah.
I know, I trust you that this is going to happen.
Amen. Amen.
In the same way that Elijah came along to this widow and he said to her, you know, I'm hungry. I just would like you to make me a cake that I may eat. And she said, I haven't got anything about from a little flour and a little oil. And I was going to collect some sticks. And I was going to make a fire. And I was going to bake a cake for me and my son and then die. Because there's nothing left. Now look at this. And he says, you make for me first that little cake. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yeah, exactly.
So she first gives to God, because that's the way we need to see things. She didn't give it to Elijah. He gave it to the representative of God. Look at it that way. Just like here, you would say, okay, fine. I'm going to give to Eddie. No, 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 no. You're not giving to Eddie. You are giving to the church. You are giving to God's representative in this particular place. That is what you are doing. And then comes the provision. Because what the Bible tells us very simply is that she started doing that. She did that. And the flour and the oil never ceased. It carried on coming. And not only that, but if you look very closely at that verse, let's have a look. Perhaps we can put it up on the screen, please. Perhaps we can put it on the screen. That is in 1 Kings 17, verse 15, please. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 15. Now, I want to show you that because I was surprised when I saw that. Because at the beginning of this passage, you read that Elijah came along and they talk about the widow and they talk about her son. And then it stops. And then in verse 15, we read... Have you got it there? Yes, please. Okay. There, look at this. And she and he, that is the widow, right? And he, her son, yes? And her household... Hello?
Yeah.
And her household ate for many days. So it wasn't just for two people. It was for her household. Abundant provision.
Yeah.
Abundant provision of the Lord.
Yeah.
We are not just talking about feeding Elijah. We're not talking about feeding her and feeding her son. We are talking about feeding the whole family.
Yeah.
God's abundant provision. Wow. And what about the other story, this time of Elisha? When this woman, she's there and she goes to him and she says, I don't know what to do anymore because my husband has just died. My husband has just died and he's left me debts. Now you need to know one thing, that in those days they didn't have any credit insurance. You know, if you're sick or if you can't pay anymore, you're unemployed, just the insurance pays your debt. No, 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 no. You have to pay. So this man, possibly he borrowed some money to build a house for them, or, you know, who knows, perhaps he bought some tools for the farm, whatever it was. There was a debt. And she said to him, I don't know what to do because tomorrow morning the creditor is coming and he is going to take my sons and he's going to sell them to pay that debt. I mean, what worse situation can you have? And he said, what have you got in the house? She said, I've got nothing. I've got just a little bottle of oil. That's all I have. I've got absolutely nothing. And he said, okay, you go to your neighbors. You get as many things as you can, containers, you know, it can be pots and pans, it can be a bath, it can be anything. Just go and get as many as you can. Bring them into your house and close the windows. Don't let anybody see it, just bring it in there. And she started pouring the oil. And the oil never stopped from that little bottle. And it just carried on flowing out all the time until all these vessels were full. And she could have carried on had she had more vessels.
Yeah.
The problem is she didn't have any more. And because she didn't have any more, the oil stopped. That already is a miracle. that it filled everything. However, Elijah says, okay, you go and sell your oil. She paid the debts and she lived happily ever after. She lived on the rest. Everything that was supplied, the debts were paid, and she had enough money to live on.
Amen.
With the proceeds of the sale of that oil. Abundant provision.
Amen.
And I'm just going to go back to the first part of this message, and I'm going to say like Jesus, how is it that you do not understand God's provision? You must understand God's provision is always present. Just ask Him. And sometimes we don't even need to ask because God knows what we need before we even ask. God's abundant provision is something that never fails. You know, every single time that we pray for our meals, we pray for our shopping, we pray, you know, and we say, God, we thank you for what you have provided for us today. But we thank you for your gracious provision.
Yes.
Every single time that we pray, thanking the Lord that he has given us something, we thank him for his gracious provision. Because it is his provision and it is gracious, which means it is free.
Amen.
And we add to that, which never fails.
Amen.
God's provision never fails.
Amen.
And there are many people sitting here today that know that, that have experienced that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, praise God. This is good stuff, my friends. This is good stuff. Yeah. Widow and the oil, and she lived on the rest, says the word of God. You know, we are living in very, very difficult times today. I'm not necessarily talking spiritually here. I'm talking, you know, in the world, times are very, very difficult. In the sense that money is being scarce, you know, prices are going up tremendously. Our salaries are not going up in the same proportion. The fuel is going up, petrol that is. Just saw in the news this morning that the OPEC has decided that they did not want to increase the oil production, which means that the prices are still going to rise, they're not going to come down. Greed of the producers. And we as Christians have got to fit into that place. Remember God said, you live here, but you don't belong here.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. But we still have to put up with everything that happens.
Yes.
Now, if we live a life like God wants us to live, a holy life in between, you know, quotation marks, which means that we do our very best to be holy, because holiness is impossible right now, but we do our best not to sin, to shine, so that we can show Jesus to other people. We will not lack anything.
Amen.
There is absolutely nothing that is going to lack in our fridge,
Amen.
In our petrol tank of our car,
Amen.
In our bank accounts,
Amen.
To pay whatever we have to pay.
Amen.
I am not saying that there's going to be much left over, but that's not the point, is it now? The point is that we can meet everything that we need.
Yeah.
Because God gives us everything that we need. He doesn't necessarily give us everything that we want. But his provision is always present. And then what we need to do is to be in such a way that because of this situation, the other people who do not know Jesus look at us and say, well, how do they manage when we can't? And they don't earn as much as we do. But we can't make ends meet and they do. And that is where God interferes. Because of that, they're going to start questioning, hopefully, because that's the whole aim of the exercise, is that we can show people that we have provision from our God.
Amen.
That they put the question, how come you do that? It could be your neighbor. It could be somebody at your work. How do you manage to buy a new car in these times? And a 2-liter as well. How are you going to pay for the petrol? And then you can ask. You can answer very simply. My God provides.
Amen.
You can say, like Abraham, Jehovah Jireh. And they're going to say, what? Jehovah Jireh. Don't you know him? Amen?
Amen.
Because that is a way, it's a tool. Our provision from God and our attitude towards that provision and in thanksgiving and with all the gratitude that we have in our hearts, we are going to start shining. And then people, because that's what it's about. It's to show people that God does not let his people go without any provision.
Amen.
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 And throughout the Bible, you can read. I mean, there's another story. I mean, I can carry on. I mean, there's so many in there. But just look at the miraculous fish. You know, the miraculous fishing, you know, Lord, we haven't caught anything. We've been working all night. And we haven't caught one single fish. And Jesus just says to them, go back out there, throw your net the other side. He said, but we've done that, nothing's happened. Trust the Lord.
Amen.
Do as I tell you, says Jesus.
Yes.
You must trust the Lord. If you have in your heart to do something because you feel it comes from him, do it.
Amen.
Because that's what he is waiting for to give you that miraculous catch.
Amen.
Throw your nets the other side. And what does the Bible say? They caught 5 fish, 1 for each person, enough to eat. Yes? No. No. They had to call another boat because there was so much fish there that they were going to sink.
Yes.
Abundant provision.
Amen.
Abundant provision.
Amen.
In all things.
Amen.
God's provision. Okay, we know Jesus was God. Or is God. But when he walked here, he was the Christ. Yes, he made miracles. He was extremely anointed. But when they said, well, we need to pay our taxes. He said, just go and open that fish's mouth there. There's money in there. God's provision. And the Bible is full of this stuff. And I'm not talking about healings, because otherwise tomorrow morning we'll still be here. Of course, we have some food today, which is great, so you can stay. But... But the Bible is full of this.
Amen.
It just never stops. It just, I mean, we are so blessed.
Amen.
We are blessed people.
Yes.
We are people who can jump up and up and down and say, nothing is going to lack. I have got everything I need, and I've got surplus, and I can give it to other people because I've got so much that I don't need. I just give it away. I just give it away. You know, the food is there. You make a meal, it lasts for 5 days. You can also go and get somebody who needs some food. Bring it into your house. That is also giving. It is also a way of blessing others. Because when you bless others, you'll get even blessed more.
Yes.
And it's all thanks to God's provision. Hello?
Yes.
We must have faith. You know, faith in God's provision. I mean, I can't insist more than I have. I mean, the best example is Abraham. Before he went up that mountain, he was already saying, we will come back. He didn't say, I will come back. He said, we will come back. You've got a sore foot. There's something there that is not right. Say to God, it is healed. I know your provision is there for my healing. I know it.
Amen.
And it's got to be so strong in your heart.
Amen.
That you are in fact bringing that miracle to be because of your faith.
Amen.
Because without faith there is absolutely nothing that you can do. It is the faith that brings the healing. It is the faith that brings the provision. It is the faith that brings salvation. It is the faith, etc., etc., etc. It's all about faith. Believing that it can happen, because nothing is impossible for the Lord. Absolutely nothing is impossible for the Lord. Anything that you need, absolutely anything. There is provision in heaven for absolutely anything. You just have to ask him. You belong to him. Remember one thing: what God has for his son, he has for us. We are heirs. We are, oh come on, we have the same inheritance as Jesus. Anything that belongs to Jesus belongs to us. We are the brothers of Jesus Christ. So anything that he has, any provision that he has, is good for us. We can take it. We just have to bring it to be. Amen. Amen. I mean, look. Jesus had 5 little loaves. And he fed 5,000 people. In other words, mathematically, he fed 1,000 people on 1 little loaf. And not only that, there was 12 baskets left over. God never calculates, oh, that's what he needs, that's what he'll get. No. God will give you what you need, plus, 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 plus.
Yes.
It's going to be increased.
Yes.
Like Eddie was saying last week, it's going to be full, shaken down, shaken together. You know, measure of God. It's incredible. And he didn't just do that once. He did it twice. He fed 4,000 people on 3 loaves. Amen.
Amen.
This is incredible. Oh dear. And with the manna in the desert, it actually says, right, in Psalm 78:25, it says, he sent them food to the full. Are the exact words in the Bible. He sent them food to the full. He didn't say, here, here's a sandwich just to keep you going. No. He said, to the full. He filled them up with food. And not just once, but every day.
Amen.
Amen. God's abundant provision, my friends.
Amen.
God's abundant provision.
Yes.
Elijah's widow ate for many days. I'm just repeating what we said because you got to put that into your mind, into your heart. If he did it then, he's doing it now. If he did it then, he's doing it now. Elijah's widow lived on the rest for the rest of her days. The proceeds of the sale of that oil just lasted and lasted and lasted and lasted and lasted and lasted and lasted. Have you ever done this? Have you ever had this in your lives that you have a look at your bank account and you say, oh, that's a bit dodgy there. I'm not sure I can make it. And then you start paying things. And somehow, you carry on paying the things that you need to pay. You said, I haven't got very much left, but I've got £20 I need to feed my family for the next week. I go to the supermarket. And somehow, you've got enough on with that £20 to feed the whole of your family and your friends and bring something to the church on that same £20. And you look at your bank account and there's still something left in there. I say, how's that possible? But it is.
Amen.
It is. It is. Last year I had quite some expenses. And then the man kept on saying, oh, I need some more of this and I need some more of that. And I just had to carry on paying. I said, I'm never going to have enough of this. I'm never going to have enough. And somehow I was looking at my bank account. I said, I can't believe this.
Amen.
I just can't believe.
Amen.
I believed God, but I didn't believe my figures.
Amen.
Because it just didn't work out. But I always had enough.
Amen.
Hello?
Hi.
God's abundant provision.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you know what? God always provides on time.
Oh, yes.
God is never late.
Yes.
God is never late. He's not going to say to you, okay, well, listen, write a letter to to BT, yeah, and tell them that you're requesting another 5 days to pay your bill. And he'll send you the money. Mm-mm. He will send you the money or provide for whatever your need is at the time that you need it. Every single time. And for everything that you need. Not just for a little part of your life. No. For absolutely all your needs. Amen?
Amen?
Okay. I would like to read Psalm 121. If we can bring that up on the screen, please. Because Psalm 121 is the psalm that talks about provision. And I would like you to read that on a regular basis because it gives you, it feeds your spirit. It just feeds your spirit. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? That is where my help comes from. It's from on high. Doesn't come from anywhere else. My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. He is the one that provides. It is not your employer. It is not your parents. It is not your family. It is God that provides. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber.
Amen.
God will always be present for us.
Amen.
He will always look at our needs. Because, behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. Now what does that mean? It's very simple. It means that God is protecting you. That is also part of God's provision. It's God's protection. Because when he protects you, nothing can harm you. Even a bad debt cannot harm you. Because God is there to protect you. He is the shade at your right hand. Isn't that marvelous? The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Nothing's going to happen to you. That is what God is saying. Absolutely nothing is going to happen to you. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. I mean, look at that. The Lord shall provide you from preserve you from all evil. Anything that is bad, he's going to protect you from. Let it be an accident, let it be sickness, let it be anything. He will preserve you. He shall preserve your soul, says the Bible. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in today. No. It says the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forever. Not just for one particular day, for the rest of your life. Always, in all circumstances, in every location, in each one of your problems, he'll preserve your going out and your coming in. Amen. Let's praise the Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you so much, Lord, for your presence here today. And we thank you for your provision which never fails, Father. And this provision is gracious, Lord. We thank you for it with the deepest of our heart, Lord. Because you are the one who provides. You are the one who looks after us. You say in your word, just look at the lily of the valley, how beautiful they are. Look at the birds who don't have to sow, who don't have to reap, and yet they have food day and night. They have food, whatever they need. How much more you, the sons of God, are going to receive. We thank you, Father, for this provision. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your presence, Lord, in our lives. Please bless us. Please bless this church. Bless everyone, Lord. Look at what they need, Lord, and provide for them today and forevermore. Amen.